This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Macca Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Our next guest is Renee Dixon. Renee Dixon is the founder and current chair of an interesting new organisation called the Displaced Persons Organisation, or Foundation, I should say. Good morning to you, Renee.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Thank you. Great to have you on the airwaves this morning. So, look, before we continue, Renee, tell us a little bit who displaced people are. Who is this population group that you're talking about?
So when we're talking about forcibly displaced people, we mean asylum seekers, refugees and migrants who are LGBTIQ plus members of community and who find the ways to leave their countries and to come, for example, to Australia.
And what sort of numbers are we talking about, Renee, that we can put a handle on?
That's a very good question, and that's a problem because, unfortunately, none of the countries, for example, if we're talking about LGBTIQ refugees or asylum seekers, government is not collecting at this moment this information. So it's very hard to say what exact numbers. I think we can just calculate the numbers from the general statistics for and apply a number that it's 3 to 5% in different statistics can be LGBTQ people. So we don't have exact number. We just can assume these numbers.
And with this, obviously there will be some LGBTIQ folk that you are, you know, that you are aware of and you're dealing with, you know, that want to settle in Australia, but they are displaced people, they are refugees. Is there a common theme that you're getting, you know, that you're hearing from those folk?
You know, all stories will be different because people come from sort of different countries. Some people escaping family violence and arranged marriages. Some people coming here because they were socially active back in their country on the issues of LGBTQ support, and they were forced by the states and family members maybe to leave their countries. So the stories can be quite different.
Renee, you yourself have been a human rights defender and activist at a global level now for some time. Tell us your story. I understand that you were forced to leave your own country and home of origin. Could you talk to us about that?
I was a human rights activist on LGBTQ plus issues and the visibility. And this work at the end forced me to leave the country. So
where was your where are you from?
You know, this is as much as people need to know about me.
Okay.
So when you ask when you an asylum seeker, your story, you're telling your story in great details. To the Home Affairs officer, and who taking a decision whether you need protection or not. And at FDPN, we work to build the community and the capacity of people to reestablish their lives, to use their knowledge to make it easier for people who came after us. And there's very harmful assumption that refugee stories is the only what happened to you in the past. You can never say that there's something, you know, when you think where you came from, there's no space to tell that we need to improve some things in Australia, because when you ask what happened to you, you kind of have no space to talk about your life now. And but we want to have people to understand that now in Australia, in our backyard, we have people who skip their meals, who have living in this unlivable housing conditions, or who experience homelessness right now. So, and experience all of this sort of stuff, and homophobia and transphobia. And we, why we cannot find, for example, the work because of their visa status. This is what should interest us, and how we can create actually conditions to that safe and inclusive space here in Australia now.
And tell us a bit about the organisation. So the organisation, the Forcibly Displaced People's Network, is a relatively new organisation. If any of our listeners wish to support you, how can they do that?
So the Forcibly Displaced People is going to be 2018 when we start doing the Queer Sisterhood Project, and then in 2019 we organized the Queer Displacement Conference, and then it was a logical step to establish and formalize ourselves as a FDPN that we registered back in 2020. And our aim is to ensure safe and inclusive home for all LGBTIQ plus forcibly displaced people. The needs of this community remain largely unaddressed. So we are working on both support people and making more structural changes, for example, by providing training to other services on how to better to support LGBTIQ refugees and migrants. And you can find information how you can support our work on our website, which is fbpn.org.au.
Great. Look, thank you, Renee, for that. We encourage people to go to that website. We have actually run out of time, but I encourage people to have a look at that. I think it's well worth our attention. Thank you.
So, Macca, just once again, the website is fdpn.org.au.
Yeah.
So the Forcibly Displaced People Network, fdpn.org.au.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, Renee.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Cheers. Bye.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.